Mr. Tamika, 19, chapter Majalila, verse 148. This is teachings to Rukulukrami by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Koti jnani madhye hoya ekta jan mukta.
Koti jnani madhye hoya ekta jan mukta.
Koti mukta madhye dullab ekta krishna bhakta.
Koti mukta madhye dullab ekta krishna bhakta.
Koti jnani madhye hoya ekta jan mukta.
Koti jnani madhye hoya ekta jan mukta.
Koti jnani madhye hoya ekta jan mukta. Krishna bhakta. Anything else? Koti jnani madhye. Out of many millions of such wise men. Hi. There is. Ekta jan. One person, mukta, actually liberated. Koti mukta madhye, out of many millions of such liberated persons. Durlabh, very rare. Ek, one. Krishna bhakta, pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Translation, out of many millions of such wise men, one may actually become liberated. Mukta, and out of many millions of such liberated persons, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna is very difficult to find. Purport. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that due to their poor fund of knowledge, the jnanis are not actually liberated. They simply think they're liberated. So the perfection of knowledge culminates when one comes to the platform of knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdete, the absolute truth. Satya Vastu is described as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Knowledge of impersonal Brahman and Super Soul is imperfect until one comes to the platform of knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is therefore clearly said in this verse, Koti Mukta Madhye Durlabh Ek Krishna Bhakta. Those who search after the knowledge of impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma are certainly accepted as liberated. But due to their imperfect knowledge, they are described in the Bhagavatam as vimuktamanina. Since their knowledge is imperfect, their conception of liberation is imperfect. Perfect knowledge is possible when one knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is supported in Bhagavad Gita 5:29. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram suhritam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantim rikshati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, obtain peace from the fangs of material misery. Research is going on for the karmis, gyanis, and yogis, but until the search is complete, no one can attain peace. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Gyat Brahman Shantam Ritchati. One can actually attain peace when he knows Krishna. This is described in the next verse. The next verse is a well-known verse. It's next week. Sakali Ashantal. Krishna Bhakti Nishkam. Akadeva Shanta. Okay, so in this verse, so we're continuing. The last time we had a verse last week, it said, Dharmachari madhye bahuta karma nishta koti karma nishta madhye ekta jnani shreshta. So it's referring here in today's verse of the wise men, and the last week there was described that there were so many followers of Vedic knowledge, dharmacharis, karma nishtas. And out of many of those guys, sincere fruit of actors, there may be one actually wise. So, continuing here today. Koti gyani madhye hoy ek Krishna mukta. Koti mukta madhye dulab eka Krishna bhakta. So this gradual refining process is going on by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That someone is, and Rupa Goswami describes this also in Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita, that karmi vyaparito hare, like that, jnani, bhakti. Out of so many karmis, karmi vyaparito hare, one is favored, hare, priyataya. He becomes dear. Even this karmis, they're getting some mercy. And not as much mercy. They're getting less. They're getting the mercy. Mercy is always there for everyone. Just like sometimes someone might say to Prabhupada that, oh, you are so merciful, you give me so much mercy. And Prabhupada would just say, yes, my mercy is there for everybody. So similarly, Krishna's mercy is there for everybody, but the karmis are taking somewhat, and then Gani is taking more. He's more refined out of many. Manushanam sahasre su kaschid yatati siddhai. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana. And even of the muktas, then somebody was narayana parayana. Narayana parayana. Sarve nakutaschana viviti. He's more elevated. And then in that verse, Rupa Goswami says that Pashupala, of all these bhaktas, among so many bhaktas, the gopis are the greatest. He's summarizing like that. Sanatha Goswami is giving detailed, subtle, who is getting more mercy, who is more rare, like that. But Rupa Goswami is summarizing that Pashupala, Pankaja, and of those, Radharani is the most. And the Radhakun, he's pushing for that. Radhakun, the one, should take shelter of the Radhakun. Radhakunda tate kalindatanaya tare chavamsi vate. So, Durabha Manava Janma, first thing is that it's very rare even to get the human form. This is what Mahaprabhu has been speaking to Rupa Goswami. There are the Stavara Jangamas. Some of them are moving, not moving. But when we get to the ultimate mercy, even though the flute is not a theoretically, technically living, moving thing, but it is getting the most mercy. You find that in Anchalila, and of course it's there. Vainor, Mukunda, the flute being held by Krishna is the most. The gopis are saying that this flute is getting the mercy for, and the flute is actually teasing gopis too and saying like that. Actually, this nectar is meant for you. Everyone else I consider just like straw. And the gopis are thinking, this this flute is not even a moving thing, you know, and it's getting all this nectar. But so the flute is saying, well, you can take the nectar. And it is said that the most mercy is coming, and Krishna is smiling. It is just like some camphor and moonlight mixed, and when he's smiling, it's entering into the flute, and the sound of the flute is coming out and disturbing the material world, especially the gopis, when the sound of the flute, and the flute sound is non-different from Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It enters the ear of the gopis, and they cannot hear anything else. Actually, they cannot concentrate. So this is a standard of Sudurlabha, most rare thing achieved. So this is also given later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Anchalila as Sudurlabha, Brahma Sudurlabha. Even Brahma cannot get. Just like Lochan Das Thakur says, Nittai Gunamani, Nittai Gunamani. Parmara Dulaba Premara Nahi Jache. Even Brahma cannot get it. Patita Pavana. Anyone is taking, because Chaitanya Prabhu is giving this mercy to all. How does he give it? He gives it directly, but he also gives it to the pure devotees. Sudulaba Bhagavata Hilo Loke. The persons like Prabhupada, Janashya Krishna, they take pity, and they have no need really. Like Lokanath, we're talking today is Lokanath Goswami disappearance. He was the most merciful, but he had a particular mood that he did not see anyone hardly. Even in, it is said in Vrindavan, he was simply worshiping like that. And he didn't even want to take, so we hear now, he didn't even want this Krishnas Kaviraj to mention his name, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Don't mention my name. Thinking very, very humbly, don't mention my name in the book. So we come to find that Krishnas Kaviraj was trying to get the blessings. He gave him blessing, but don't mention my name in that. So Lokanath Goswami, so humble, but still he has one disciple, just like our Gorkhashodas Babaji. He had no, we don't know of his disciples. People claimed they were his disciple, but he didn't recognize them. But he had one great disciple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, who distributed this mercy to make everyone Sudurlabha, to get the Sudurlabha Bhakti, Sudurlabha Bhagavata Hiloka. Jivapalam Tadasha, it is the perfection of the tongue to glorify such persons like Prabhupada, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, like Gopinath Goswami, Sudurlabha, and Tvadasya Darshanamhi, to see such a person. Nowadays, people watch a video of Prabhupada, they can see Prabhupada. We have pictures of Srila Bhaktivinoda, sometimes we have artists we're inventing. Prabhupada said, use your artistic imagination. So also this is coming out, and we try to make it so that we can get this mercy. Sudurlabha. Labha Sudurlabha Midam Bahusam Bhavanti. So this human form of life in the beginning, what to speak of becoming a jnani, just to get human form is difficult. Bahusam Bhavanti, after many births, one gets human form of life. And if he wastes it, then that is tragic. So Prabhupada had this mood, and we saw it, that every moment everyone should be engaged, whoever he may be, Patita Pavana, the most merciful person. They appear like that to deliver and give this mercy, because they are caring, Tirti Kurvanti Tirtani. As it mentioned here in this purport also, in a way, that the he's carrying in his heart, Bhaktaram Yugatapasam. Research is going on. So Prabhupada said, researching karmis, jnanis, yogis. They're looking, where is the ultimate. But the bahonam janmanamante, jnanavam mampapajite. If you are a jnani, and after many births, bahusambhavanti, as a human being, and even becoming a Gyani, Bahonam Janmanamante, Gyanaramam Prapati, Vasudev Sarvamit, some hot Masudurava. Just like there were so many Indians, they would often ask Prabhupada questions, and those questions were sometimes very interesting or similar in some ways. So in Bombay, there was a group, and they were saying, well, Swamiji, and this happened before so many times, after and before. So they would say, Swamiji, we're in India. This is a pious country. Some of them have been to the West. This is, of course, in the 70s, 60s, 70s. And they would say, Swamiji, but they're enjoying so much in Western country, but we have so many sadhus in our India are coming. And what did Prabhupada tell them? He said, but you don't know what is a sadhu. You don't know what is a mahatma. Mahatma is two mamparta diving. Indirectly, sometimes he was talking about not only Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. A politician is not Mahatma, he would tell them. Sometimes directly, like Dr. Patel, he'd become very disturbed. He said he was Prabhupada's somehow long-lost brother in a previous life. But Prabhupada favored him, although he was arguing. He'd be so angry. He said, no, don't criticize Gandhi, don't. But Prabhupada was fearless. Sometimes very careful, more careful, other times. Just like one time we went to, in Calcutta, Prabhupada went to one lawyer's, attorney, advocate's house in 74. So there was a lucky chance, that is Sudurlabha, that this man sent two cars to take Prabhupada to breakfast. So we had to go all the way across Calcutta. I'm not that familiar with Calcutta, especially now. Even then, when I was living there, but it was a big place. So when we got there, this man, and this man's father was dying, and this barrister, and his son, when we came, he blew conch. Oh, I thought that's very nice. Then he took us upstairs immediately because his father was sick and about to die. Within a week or something, he might die. And that man was about Prabhupada's age, lying halfway in bed. And of course, the Bengalis, they have picture of Vivekananda, they have picture of that. What's his name? Ramakrishna. So Prabhupada is speaking maybe 3-4 sentences with this old man. He's Prabhupada's age at that time, you know, 75, 60. And he's like, oh yeah, how old are you? Oh yeah, as Prabhupada said, of course I didn't know. Now I still, I don't know Bengali, but I could see what he was saying. Immediately after that, Prabhupada said, this yato ma tato pa, this is bogus nonsense. And he looked at the picture like that. But we don't have adhikar. Cannot do like that. Sometimes it is done, but be careful. In a big crowd, it might cause a big riot. But Prabhupada said directly, this yato ma. So, aruya krichchena, is given here. Not that we think that these, some kind of Gyani, this Vivekananda, some type of Gyani, but he was talking all nonsense. He came to America speaking, but Prabhupada didn't give any credence. He would say, what has he done? Who is he? He would sometimes say like that, who is this Vivekananda? I don't know. Then they'll give the philosophy. Or some other impersonalist, Arya Krishchena. They're not actually heavy duty impersonalist, the reference is given on this purport in the 10th canto verse, in the very beginning, that, or Vimuktamaninas, Aruya Krishna Paramparam Tatak. They're trying very hard and they go up to the Brahmalok. Nobody these days is going to the Brahmalok, but still they have to come. Tatak Patantiad Ho. This is one of the verses of the, I believe, 10-2 Garbhastuti verses. And they have to come back down again and do some welfare work. So Prabhupada said, we automatically do welfare work. We give Krishna Prasad, giving the mercy. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was tasting, he went to the temple of Jagannath. This is considered so rare, Sudurlabha is described there, that this Krishna Pela, this nectar that Mahaprabhu tasted, because Mahaprabhu came to the temple and he was in ecstasy. Of course, we don't know, he was always in ecstasy, but it's mentioned there by Rupa Goswami in his verse, Raghunath Das, describing. He held the hand of the doorman. He said, show me Krishna, where is Krishna? And the doorman was in ecstasy also. Here is Krishna, you see. But Mahaprabhu wasn't seeing Jagannath as we see. He was seeing there Krishna and Vrindavan. And so they thought, oh, Mahaprabhu, and every day he was getting, but it's, I'm sure, he was getting the Mahaprasad. But this particular chapter, Lord Chaitanya tastes nectar, described as Sudurlabha, very rare to get. Of course, they're giving out every day, but it depends on our receptivity, how we're taking that nectar. Just like Prabhupada gave so many instructions for so many people, and mercy is there for everyone. Prabhupada didn't consider that he's the source of the mercy. He's just a transparent via media, engaging. Yes, you can take, I'm giving you this chance to take mercy. Take the chance. Like one devotee asked Prabhupada, what does this mean that it's very rare, durlabha, this mercy is very difficult to get? And Prabhupada started poking him in the belly. If you imagine Prabhupada poking you in the belly all of a sudden. He said, just like here. If some man is passing you in the street, he says, take this, $100,000. Of course, nowadays, $100,000 is also still a lot. But then, it's worth 10 times more. Here, take this $100,000. And you can hear the devotee on the cassette, on the tape recording, he's chuckling and laughing. The Prabhupada is poking him in the belly. Here, take this $100,000. So that's the kind of mercy. We need something very vivid because our mind is mundane. Like Srila Prabhupada, these great devotees, everything is an impetus for the spiritual world. But in our case, if we hear something material, we have to hear something material. Or if we hear something spiritual, we think of something mundane. This is our problem. But so Prabhupada used a very, very visceral, real thing. Take this $100,000. And sometimes Prabhupada compared that to mercy to a great ocean, Katya Mahan, that Mahaprabhu Nityananda, they have cut a canal in that ocean of mercy. Just like when Mahaprabhu was speaking in a few chapters, speaking to Sanatana Goswami, that it talking about this ocean of prema. And premambudo viharane yari chitta vritti. So, sankirtanamarte. If we want to enter into that frame, ocean, sankirtanamrita rase, we have to take to the sankirtan, because this sankirtan, golokera premadana harinam sankirtan, it is giving the taste of that we're always after. These jnanis, karmis described here, they're not getting that, they're always after that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying in his Shikshastakam, that taste that everyone always after, it is there in the holy name. And Mahaprabhu was saying, this holy name, this is the smile of Krishna entering into the flute, going out into the gopi's ear. And also we're hearing the Harinam. But if the heart does not melt after hearing Tarasmasaram, Hidayam Bhatedam, steel framed, our hearts are steel framed, so we don't melt. Melting sometimes described like butter or like honey, different types of melting. The heart is meant to melt by hearing it. So we want to hear it more and more. Like Prabhupada was very disturbed in Bombay. The thing that bothered him the most of all, there was so many things, but one thing he always talked about in his lectures because I'm reading that Giriraj's book, so he brings you into the whole mood. It took him a long time to make that book, because it was a long thing, a very detailed, he gives you all details. So, that the local people around you, the government of that local, was run by these demoniac rascals. And so they were saying, this Hare Krishna, this Bhajan Kirtan is a nuisance. Prabhupada said, you mean to say, all over India even, they're chanting Bhajan Kirtan, and you're saying it's nuisance, therefore you're a demon, that's all. Prabhupada is very sometimes forthright, direct. You hear on his lectures, they're claiming it's a nuisance. Prabhupada said, Krishna was very kind because he killed some of those demons. They were putting every stumbling block. They didn't want that temple there. saying it's a nuisance. Now, again, he's described in the sixth chapter of the Gita that loke janma yadidasham durlapa durlabhataram prapya punyakitam lokam. One gradually makes some progress in gyan, bhavanam. But why make gradual progress, Prabhupada said? Bahunam janmanamanti. Bahunam janma. Many verse. Sarvabhuta hitairata. In the 12th chapter, Krishna says, after many births of doing good activity, pious activity, for the benefit of everyone, then he develops enough, then I deliver him. He becomes a devotee. But Prabhupada said, why waste your time doing that? Come directly now, take up this Krishna consciousness. So that was Prabhupada doing wherever he was, fully fixed, and he's carrying in his heart Krishna everywhere. Govinda Bishram, Govinda is resting in his heart. Sudurabham, Vede Sudurabham, Adurabham Atma. And Brahmaji says in the Brahma Samhita also that Vede Sudurabham, Advaitam Achutaman Aryan Antarubhadyam Purana Purusham Navayoganam Shah. Vede Sudurabham. He's over and above the Vedas. Vedanta Krit, Veda Krit, Veda Cha, Hom, Sarvasya. He's in the heart. So by Vedic knowledge, even that going to the, if you don't come to this, then you've wasted. Shabda Brahmani Nishnato, Nishnat Pari Jadi. If you go through whole Vedas, Krishna says in the 11th canto, and you don't come to the point of Krishna consciousness, then this is just like keeping a cow that is already, or trying to milk a cow that's already given milk, or has no milk at all. Or a satin, a wife that is unchaste, also, he says, or a son that is useless, or giving money to the wrong person, offering ghee on ashes, doing a yajna, there's no fire there. So studying Veda, studying Veda. They don't get a taste. So when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chintyatam, Chintyatam, Sada, Hridaya Kandare, Spuratu Vasa Chinanda. Kaviraj Goswami, the greatest poet, Kaviraj Goswami, and he is giving benediction. In fact, he taking Rupa Goswami's verse, Anarpita Charin Charat, Karunayavatina Kalau Samarpaitam, Ujvala Rasam, to give this Ujvala, highest taste of rasa to everyone. Sada Hridaya Kandare may always appear in your heart, not just one time. We're lucky to get one time. If one just gets one time, it is said, even the slightest sporty flash, then he wants it again and again. Like Krishna withdrawing from the gopis. And they're always after hearing again and again, and never can give it up by this separation. So Mahaprabhu is also giving... Just like that, I was reading Nityananda, when they were walking, Shivananda Sen used to arrange everything for all the devotees. A great service, amazing service. Still, one time, he could not find a place for all the devotees. Like 200-300 devotees, he has to figure it out. He's a super expert manager, you imagine? Shivananda Sen. So he could not get some place for the devotees. And Nityananda was feigning. In his lila, he was feigning. Nityananda is the greatest avadut. He doesn't care for any type of residence or anything, but he said, why haven't you found anything? And he kicked him in the chest. He kicked Shivananda Sen in the chest. So, and he said, Shivananda, all your sons should die. Can you imagine that Nityananda was telling you that? And he was still in ecstasy. And his wife was freaking out. Crying, literally, totally. Oh, can you imagine? What did Shivananda tell her? Bali, you're all mad, crazy. Why are you crying? Our son should die. So, he's an example of someone who is Sudurlabha Bhakta, that he had taken this is the greatest mercy. He was saying that too. This is the greatest Dulabha mercy. So everyone is after who's getting the mercy, who's getting the mercy. And Sanatana Goswami is taking that in Brihad Bhagavatam, he's expanding who's getting so much mercy all the way up Uddhava. Asamaho charanarenu shamaham sham. Uddhava is getting so much mercy, but he is telling that these gopis are really the ones getting the mercy. I want to take birth as a plant there, as a creeper, they'll step on me. Bhuribhavyam, even Brahmaji is saying a similar thing. I want to, this is the greatest mercy if I can just stepped on by the gopis. So Chaitanya Charita is spreading the mercy, giving the books. I just read something came on the internet that they were praising. Of course, it is the perfection of the tongue to glorify the great devotees, but glorifying other devotees may not be the acharyas. So they were glorifying one girl, some woman book distributor in L.A., saying how she's so picked up. And one time she was distributing, and she went to some, they were just getting gas and at the gas station. So she went in to give a book, small book, to one young guy in the gas station, and said, told him, chant this Hare Krishna. She got him to chant and gave him a small book. And just they went outside to hear, boom, boom, boom. The guy was shot. He just chanted Hare Krishna. And some crook had gone in there and killed him and, I don't know, someone else. But the last thing he did, so she's always anxious to give out. The devotees were glorifying her like that. And Giriraj, imagine he spent his whole years preparing. Not only did he prepare the book, of course, he lived through it. Prabhupada chastised him sometimes. Oh, Giriraj is just like a child. And you have to, he had the other senior devotees, but he wanted him there, you know, because he was so steady, he wouldn't give it up. Sometimes the senior persons were telling Giriraj, well, I think you should go really back to the West. And Shamsundar was telling him, I think because you know, you're the son of a lawyer, you'll be very effective in our movement. We need people like you to go back to the West and preach like that. So he said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada was getting massage from Shuddhakirti. And he said, well, Prabhupada, I'm thinking others are also telling me I should go over to the West. So Prabhupada was very relaxed, getting massage, one leg. Prabhupada said, he's massaging my leg, but my other leg may want to be massaged more. So just by saying that, Giriraj understood, no, Prabhupada does not want me to go to the West. He wants me here. So Prabhupada was giving indications like that. He understood it. So when you read that, you think, wow, I could not have put up with it. Even this, those who were senior of Giriraj, they would gave up this whole deal of trying to get that land in Juhu. It became so much, demons were coming there, and they were cutting the electricity, cutting the water system. The guy who owned it, Nair, such a rascal, he would send like dangerous big gundas holding machetes just to stare down people coming to Sunday feast, you know, and huge rats there. Even like, I saw even in 78, I don't know now, the huge rats jumping on tops of the palm trees. But in those days, they lived outside, they were getting bit by those same rats. Still, this is like, Prabhupada was imbuing them with this. He was so staunch that he was just always keeping them there. Didn't want to be there. Rats, snakes, giant cockroaches, unbelievable mosquitoes all the time. Still, because of Prabhupada's determination, people would feel it. Like Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj has made me a diamond, and I can make all of you diamonds. Of course, the diamond has to be pushed and scratched for millions of years also. You know, Prabhupada was like that Sudurlabha Bhagavata Hidoku. And so this nectar, this mercy that Prabhupada attained, had always somehow, he was able to give, and still he's giving it. It's amazing. Just every time you open the book, you're getting that same mercy. Durlabha, Sudurlabha. Sudurlabha Bahusambhavam Turanam Yateta Napate. This word is there, probably used in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Every book, he would invoke Prahlad's prayer. Manusham durlabham janma. Tarapya adruvam artadam. It's very rare to get this human form, this Prahlad Maharaj's verse. This same word is used, durlabham. Komara acharit pragyadharma bhagavatani. Dulabham manasam. Very rare to get this. But it's rare and adruvam, any moment it can be finished, the same time. Artadam, it gives full value of this existence. Otherwise, one is simply, Kaviraj Goswami, he's speaking that if one has, Lord Chaitanya is saying that if one has ears, but he doesn't hear this nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also nectar, then it's like having some broken conch shell. Your ear, your bile batra krama vikramanye nasinda katandatana. It's like a snake hole. Hole in the ground for a snake, or if your eyes don't see the form of Krishna, mukta linga lingalaya, and legs are not going to the temple, drumal bajo yo, just like tree trunks, shaval kuro no kurute saparyam harila satkancha, and bahayate ke nayani, what is it, baraparam patakarita drishtam apyaktamam. You are very wealthy, okay. You're a big karmi, or you're a vikarmi, worse. Then that is just a burden. Anyone with all this burden of wealth, then he might sink quicker. If you're carrying your tons of money, gold, if you have to run down the street with all your cash, if you have to swim this ocean, samsara, sindhu, bhava sindhu, niskinchanasya, you're meant to be niskinchana. Those who have, like Kunti Devi says, janmaishtara shutashi bihara idamanajam. So these karmis, nunam pramataku devi karma yalindriya pitya, simply their senses are controlling. You will sink faster in this ocean of samsara sindhu. Tarane ridyamya. But if you want to get out of this samsara sindhu, then sankirtanamate ramate. You have to swim in the ocean of Hare Krishna kirtan. Param vijayate Shri Krishna sankirtana. So the message is there. And at the end of the Majalila, Kaviraj Goswami says, what does he say? Taridam. Anyway, he says there that Samudya Kola Nadatam Tara Labyam. They will not get it. Who will not get it? Those who may criticize, they don't like to take to Mahaprabhu's mercy. Taridam. Ati Rahasyam. It's Ati Rahasyam. Yeah, very rare, very secretive. But still, it's being given out. How is it possible that it's very secretive, but it's given out to everyone at the same time? That is inconceivable. Is there? We sometimes the book distributor is giving a book like this to someone, you know. How did he get this mercy? But he may not look at it even in this light. Maybe his son or his old mother or someone visiting the house might see the book. Oh, what is this? He takes it off the shelf. So Ati Rahasyam Goralila Ami, this Goralila's is there, being distributed. Like the great scholars, they said, you know, previously we, in academia, very hard to get a copy of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Very hard. Back in the 60s, 50s, what to speak. There's no, you cannot get it. What to speak of a good one. They were interested, they heard of it, they wanted it. But they said, now that Bhaktivedanta Swami came to the West, you go anywhere, go any airport, someone's going to be pushing Bhagavatam in your Chaitanya into your chest. So this nectar is being given. Adharmashilasya sudukitasya, because anugraha yeha charanti nunam. They're traveling everywhere to give out this mercy. Bhavani. What they see that they've turned their face. Janashya Krishna, vimukasya, they're vimukasya. And suffering. Kama bikama manuya prapatam prasanga. Prabhupada used that also, that verse of Prahlad Maharaj. Kama bikama. One desire after another. Kama. Kama dinam. So we get that verse, famous verse, coming next week. Krishna bhakti nishkama teva shanta bhakti mukti siddhikam. Okay, so we're ready for the questions. Hand up, hands up, hands up.
So how do we aspire for that Sudurlabha? It's like, you know, we all get so much mercy. And sometimes we're really feeling it. And other times life can seem...
talking about Radhakund. Oh, so let's go to Radhakund. So Gopal Krishna and some others, they were complaining to Prabhupada that they're coming to Vrindavan, now they won't even come to the temple, they don't do seva, they're going to Radhakund because they read it, Upadeshamrita. But what did Prabhupada say? He said, but how are they realizing the last verse? They have not realized first verse. So we cannot immediately, like when you go to a college, you know there's people there, PhD, your professor's PhD, may have 5 PhD, 10, whatever. Doesn't mean you have one because he has one. No, you're the beginner. One has to accept his position. So accept the position and work for it. That's all. You have to work for it. Using this verse from Narottam Das Thakur, it's also here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Deha Smriti Nahijar. Gopis, they have no bodily concept at all. Nahijar. Deha Smriti. They don't remember Deha Smriti Nahijar, Samsar Bam. Then their samsara is broken. That's the standard. Then you're getting ready, you know, like that. Not that you can artificially jump. It's there. Anyone can open the book that the PhDs are reading or whatever. But still, you still have to go through all the movements to get to it. You may get there quicker. The Bacho Vega Manasakrota said they have to first understand, realize, and practice the first verse. Probably was not so. Sometimes, many times you hear Prabhupada was criticizing meditators. So not only the meditators are meditating on impersonal, but they also meditate on, you know, gopis and all that. But he wouldn't take it artificially. Anyway, I was going to get to the point. So one, before he even chastised the persons who were participating in Gopi Bhava Club, he brought one Sanskrit scholar in who had been living in Radhakund. So Prabhupada's in the heart, he knows this guy's not ready to live in Radhakund. Why? So he heard it, he knew. Somehow he knew. So he brought him in before anyone else and chastised him. He told me he was complaining for years after that. Why did Prabhupada chastise me? Why did Prabhupada chastise me? I was not in Gopi Dwarka. I said, but you were living in Radhakund. He said, yes. And he admitted that he was in Maya living in Radhakund. He told me himself. He said, of course he chastised you, but somehow he couldn't get it. But this is the mercy also. Prabhupada's giving the mercy. Sometimes the mercy is in the form of heavy chastisement. Just like Tamal Krishna, Swami, Goswami. He had, somehow or other, after there's so much struggle going on to get the land in Juhu, he and Shyamasundar decided on their own, even though Giriraj and others were advising them, don't, please, because they were senior, they thought, oh, we know better than Prabhupada.
But Prabhupada wants us to be mature.
Gaur Kishore, that's probably you give the example of goes in a room and makes all kinds of noises like she's giving birth.
Yes.
Ah! I mean, I didn't watch it, but I never saw it. But apparently it can be quite an ordeal. But I'm sure he didn't watch it either.
point is that all the road will lead to the same destiny as long they know what the destiny is.
Similar instance in New Vrindavan when they wanted to know, they wanted to know, but the devotees were saying how impersonalist, so many people, yogis, they're saying that you are God, you don't need God, you are a guru, just so many things. You can don't need anything. Or they can directly go. So the Dhammi booty, then they're not getting any booty. That's all, simple. Every time, probably bringing, just like an expert lawyer. And bringing the point. Anything else? Okay. Haribol.